From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. Interim MU Chancellor Hank Foley said he plans to meet with the UM Board of Curators addressing the police body camera video of faculty member Melissa Click confronting police at the MU homecoming parade after a demonstration by concerned student 1950. KBIA's Annie Reese has updates.
That's a clip from the police body camera video that prompted both an email and a press statement from interim MU Chancellor Hank Foley. In an email to students, faculty, and staff on Sunday, Foley wrote that Click's apparent behavior on the video, in addition to footage from November 9th, were, quote, not consistent with that which is expected of a faculty member. In the press statement, however, he was more severe, saying, quote, her conduct and behavior are appalling, and I am not only disappointed, I am angry that a member of our faculty acted this way. But MU Professor of English Andrew Hobrick believes otherwise. He was one of the architects of a letter in support of Melissa Click in December. It has 116 signatures from MU faculty members.
I'm not exactly sure what Chancellor Foley finds appalling in the video. Clearly, Columbia police chose not to press charges, and so they made a judgment that there was no illegal behavior taking place. If the appalling segment is the use of a curse word, then that seems troubling in its own right, since protests can be heated places.
Melissa Click gave her first interviews with media outlets last week after months of silence. In an email, MU spokesperson Christian Basie said that he's not sure how Foley's conversations with the curators will change based on the new video. For KBIA News, I'm Annie Reese.
Medical marijuana advocates want voters to consider the issue in November. The issue could reach the ballot through the legislature or through an initiative petition. On Monday, a House panel heard a medical marijuana proposal that would regulate cultivation and dispensation. Bill sponsor Dave Henson, a St. Clair Republican, unsuccessfully introduced similar legislation last year. But this year, the issue would have to go to the vote of the people instead of being legalized through legislative action. The Missouri Association for Prosecutors and the Missouri Sheriff's Association have raised concerns about enforcement. Meanwhile, a group called New Approach Missouri has started to collect the 160,000 signatures needed to allow voters to consider the issue. Missouri's public defenders say they need almost twice as many attorneys to handle their caseload, and Governor Jay Nixon's proposal to increase their budget by $1 million won't solve that problem. State Public Defender Director Michael Barrett told a Senate panel yesterday that his office is short-staffed by more than 250 attorneys. The Public Defender Commission has requested $23 million to hire more lawyers, contract for more cases, and open a new appellate office. Barrett says public defenders' workload forces them to spend 40% less time on cases than private defense attorneys would. Barrett also said the rising cost of expert witnesses is starting to cut into the department's ability to hire new people. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.